This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. For almost 50 years, Oskar Schindler was a little-known footnote to the history of World War II. But Steven Spielberg's 1993 film Schindler's List made its namesake the embodiment of those who helped rescue Jews from Nazi persecution.
The movie took a significant amount of poetic license in dramatizing certain parts of the story. The film was based on a novel rather than on history. Thomas Kennelly's book, he didn't have enough information to write a real history, so he decided to invent, and he did so imaginatively, to complete the story.
Peter Black is senior historian at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., which has created a traveling exhibit detailing the factual history of the man and the 1,100 people he protected. It opens to the public tomorrow at the Petaluma Museum. Black says the real-life Schindler was initially an unabashed opportunist who sought to make the most of his German heritage.
As a ethnic German in Czechoslovakia, he acted as an informant for German military intelligence from 1936 on. He also took full advantage of his ethnic German status and used that pull to secure himself a business in Krakow, Poland.
There, he soon found that Jews imprisoned in the city's nearby ghetto made a good workforce for his factory. But at some point thereafter, and even Black isn't sure quite when or why, Schindler formed a bond with his employees that became strong enough for him to dare to defy the Nazi military.
At some point, Schindler became attached personally to many of his workers and came to see them as confidants, even friends. The initial impetus to protect his workers because they were an asset became motivated in part by protecting his workers because he cared about them as people.
Even though Black notes that there were other currents at play at the time, notably a change in the German government's policy away from the so-called final solution to instead exploit Jews as a labor resource, he believes that Schindler underwent a profound personal change.
The marriage between personal interests and doing good helped Schindler to get in the habit of doing good, so that when it was no longer profitable, he continued to do good in the last months of the war.
And it is that redemptive aspect of the Schindler story that has resonated so strongly with the audience for the film and the book upon which it was based.
This sense of the guy who seems to lack a moral fiber, developing a moral fiber, is something that's very appealing to an American audience.
Although Oskar Schindler's factory prospered during the war, he struggled financially afterward, Black says. But Schindler continued to enjoy the friendship and support of the workers on his now-famous list all the way until his death in 1974.
They remained extremely fond of him and grateful to him, and this shared experience extended into the post-war era.
The Schindler exhibit will be on display in Petaluma through December 13th. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.